This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lot of baseball on Memorial Day, as you would suspect. The day game in Baltimore for the Yankees and the Orioles, and the Yankees hurting themselves a little bit defensively.
3-0, chopped over the mound, fielded by Castro, and he bobbled the ball. So Trumbo is on.
He was on, and a couple of batters later, Jonathan Scope made them pay.
Scope lines one down the right field line, and it is a fair ball into the corner. One run has scored. Here comes the second run, and they both score.
That is John Sterling on the fan. Part of the Orioles beating the Yankees 3-2. Scope the two-run double there in the third. Mark Trumbo did have an RBI single in the first, and Dylan Bundy was tremendous. You talk about how bad the Oriole pitching is, and it's not great. Bundy is one that's doing quite well. Two-run ball for the victory, and the Yankees had a chance. Aaron Judge did another home run in this game. Came up in the ninth inning, but he was retired by Brad Brock. Here is Joe Girardi. So what happened on the Castro error that we just played?
Just, you know, it was a tough play. He was coming in. It looked like it might hit the bag. It's, you know, it's kind of a tricky play, but he's capable of making it.
And he did not make. He also had a base running blunder.
Season for him. That's a bad mistake. And Brett Gardner, I think it was the third inning. Gardner's on second, boom, nobody out. Yeah. And he tries to steal third.
He was trying to tag up. And I thought, I don't think it was a bad play. I mean, it's Trey Mancini, I think, in
right.
left field.
Well, you know what? You're on second base. You're going to score on a hit anyway.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? It's an aggressive play. I don't mind that.
The throw had to be perfect,
and it was. But you're right to make that out at third. You also have to know who you are. You're one of the fastest guys the Yankees got, right?
Sure.
So you're going to score on pretty damn near any base hit.
You would think so.
That being said, do you like aggressive play? Yes, you do.
Especially when you're in first place. I think
the Yankees,
for the most part, you know, 85% of their games, everything's perfect, right? So when you take a look at this, though, however, you know, it's Buck Showalter. He had to stop the bleeding.
Buck Showalter, 3.5 games out of the first.
Yep, they had to stop the bleeding.
Straight
I know that,
crazy.
And that's why it's so important to get your team inspired to step up and win
inspired?
And beat the Yankees.
They lost every game for a week.
Well, they were inspired by the Yankees.
We talk about the Mets and their batting averages, and I didn't realize this until watching the game yesterday.
Yeah.
You realize Chris Davis is batting about 220, and he struck out a million times in the last 3 weeks. And Manny Machado's batting 215.
Oh, that sucks. Let me just say, Manny Machado, everybody thinks he's
going to be the next third baseman of the Yankees, but I don't agree with that. I think Starlin Castro is going to be the next third baseman of the Yankees.
What's he batting? 330.
Because Chase Headley all of a sudden has stopped hitting. And guess who's coming up? Guess who will be coming up?
Yeah, my main man.
Right.
How you doing?
What is that?
That's my violin.
The violins for the Orioles.
I got worried about the Orioles. It's too
bad.
That wasn't my point.
I was just saying there are other teams that have struggled a little bit, like the Mets.
I think the Mets offensively the last seven or eight games have been unbelievable.
Absolutely, no doubt. So we can get to them.
Expecting 5 runs a game now.
Oh, is that right?
The 0-2 to Conforto.
Swing and a drive to right. That's a base hit over the glove of the first baseman Aguilar. Headed to the warning track. In to score Rivera. Conforto digging for second. He's in standing with a double on an 0-2 pitch.
That is Howie Rose on WOR. Good old
Mike Gordo is killing it. Meanwhile, your boy Cespedes now has a quad problem.
Well, he was running very hard.
Oh, a quad. He had a hamstring problem.
Yeah.
Now his quad's banged up. Yeah, see in July.
Oh, Sandy Alderson said hopefully next week in Texas where he can DH a couple of games.
Oh, goody.
So maybe 7 to 10 days. But you're right. That was Harry Rose on WOR. Mets did beat the Brewers 4-2. Robert Gazelman, he goes 7 innings for the win. He allows 2 runs, only 1 earned. 3 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. The 100 run came after an Estrubel Cabrera error. Now, the media was going to Collins and saying, remember when you pulled him the last start against the Padres, the 84 pitches?
Yes,
you can't
to
go
make
any...
him feel good.
Right, exactly.
You walk that fine line of, you know, what's the most important thing here? You know, trying to stretch him a little too much or let him feel good about himself.
And so he was then asked, but remember, like, you get killed for late decisions like that.
You know, you take the body blows. That's what this job's about.
He's right.
So I do my ab work every day so that I can get through it all. Boy.
I don't know if you heard me telling Craig this morning, Jerry, that, you know, Ronnie Darnlow was talking about this yesterday, and he was going, you know, they had the bases loaded. It was two outs, and Gesellman was up. And there was that moment in the game. Yeah. Do you pull the guy and put Neil Walker in? Because you had a left-handed, you know, sure, guy sitting on the bench going up against a right-handed pitcher.
That was the sixth, wasn't it? When they were going to keep him in and he pitched an extra inning? Or was it the fifth inning?
No. It might have been the sixth. I think it was the sixth inning.
I thought
it was
so.
It was the bottom of the sixth.
Yep.
So he already went through six innings is what we're saying here.
Right.
You know, and Ronnie was pointing out, you know, this is what I would have done. Now, it worked out because Gesellman worked out a walk.
Which, by the way, he struck out twice.
Yes.
They called balls on a couple pitches.
Yeah, I know. That's
what I'm
saying. Yeah, but he got a little lucky. So it worked out for Terry this time.
Agreed. It did. It worked out, and they got the win.
But play the other side for a minute. Let's say the umpire does actually call strike three.
Now
which we all think it was.
Now it's a whole different
thing. So now, instead of scoring that run, you don't score that run, right?
Right.
Now, again, listen, the pitching actually came up big in the seventh, in the eighth, and the ninth. But other than Reed, you're letting the first two guys on.
Yeah. But, dude, that's...
But if you're up a run in the ninth versus two runs in the ninth, that changes the whole spectrum of those first two singles against Addison Reed to
agreed,
start the ninth.
Agreed.
Assuming everything would have gone exactly the same, of course.
You're exactly right. But they worked out, and they get the win. You mentioned
even the Mets got to get a break every now and then, right? It's like a blind squirrel, no?
Well, I don't know about a blind squirrel. They just took two out of three in Pittsburgh, so they're starting to play.
It should have been three out of three. It should have been three out of three. Oh, my God.
they owned that game until the last couple innings where they just give it away.
Addison Reed is just like, I mean, he is.
Tyler Pill pitched in that game. He will get the start tonight.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Is that right? Tyler Pill?
Yes, his
first
major league
start.
Just
when you thought you were going to get to four games under .500.
Hey,
sorry about that.
You wanted young guys up here. They're up here.
Yep. There you go.
I hope Tyler Pill pitches well.
I keep hearing Met fans tell me, bring another young guy up. I want to give him a chance. I don't need to watch this crap anymore. All right, so here you go. Here's another young guy.
Here comes Tyler Pill. So he will take on Zach Davies later tonight. Then you had the brouhaha, as Al called it earlier, in San Francisco between the Nationals and the Giants. You have Hunter Strickland facing Bryce Harper.
Straight up on the right side of the infield, the left side toward the middle, and the pitch inside hit him, and Harper just pointed out. Harper's charging the mound, and he throws the helmet, and now there's a fist fight. Harper's landed a couple of blows, and now the dugouts finally have emptied. They've been separated. Strickland was knocked down. Harper was still on his feet, and Harper had no doubt that Strickland threw at him.
Charlie Slows on Nationals radio.
Harper's got some unbelievable hair.
He does.
Great hair. Great hair.
And he threw a nice right, too.
He could have a haircut and cover both yours and Al's head with a full head of hair.
No doubt about it. By the way, both those guys threw legit punches and both connected.
And they both landed.
It was nice.
And then the best is your boy Jeff Samardzija comes running on the field.
With Morse.
Doink. Boomer comes running on the field and collides and knocks his own guy down.
Yeah, but you gotta love that's the football player in him.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, you'll see Samardzija coming from the left side after the two.
I think it was Michael Morse, the other guy.
Here comes
Boink. It's actually very funny. Well, here is Strickland. Of course, he goes with the old, there was no intent.
You know, obviously, I've left the ball over the plate a couple of times to him, and he's taken advantage of that. So just mostly go inside, and obviously I got it in a little bit too far.
There was intent because there was bad blood ever since he gave up the second of the two home runs to Harper, because Harper, they showboated a little bit and then was cursing at him from the dugout. I assume it's the first time you've seen him since.
I think it is.
And
why are they grabbing his leg?
Well, because they're trying to get him off the field.
His teammates were trying to grab his leg.
Yeah. In any event, that's why you have to love Bryce Harper.
Here's Harper. Right? What was he thinking when he was charging the mound?
I was trying to go after him. I mean, with a helmet or, you know, just myself and just trying to, you know, do what I needed to do to, you know, just keep it going, I guess.
Let's talk about the helmet throw.
I thought he didn't throw it at him. He threw it down.
He threw it to the side.
Right, but here's the thing. One of these days, if I'm a batter, I'm picking up the ball and throwing it at
you. I saw an owl before. This happened in a minor league game over the weekend. There was a brawl. Player comes out of the dugout, picks up a baseball, and throws it at the guy from about 10 feet away. Hit the guy in the leg.
Well, there you go. How do you like it?
Well, he does have a glove on. He can catch it.
he's right in front of him.
The guy's throwing a 95-mile-an-hour fastball at his waist.
I will say this. That was intent to hit, and he hit him.
Yep.
Unlike a lot of these, like the thing that went on between whatchamacallit, the Red Sox and the Orioles, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean,
a couple weeks ago.
You throw him behind him
seven
times.
Machado was involved in that. Yeah.
Hit him.
And that was the whole thing with Pedroia and right, all that stuff.
Now, Addison Reed would have missed him three times and then hit him. But
no,
I mean,
Addison Reed would have laid it over the plate and would have gotten hit out of this park.
And anyway, that was good to see. Right, that's the first. When's the last time you saw a baseball alleged fight in which dudes threw punches and connected?
Ned Odor and Jose Bautista.
My man.
Right
Odor
in the face. That
right
was it.
The Grilski.
A couple other quickies from baseball. Mike Trout out 2 months or so. Surgery for ligament damage in his thumb. Found that after the Braves beat the Angels 6-3. And the Astros were 0-659 in their franchise history when trailing by 6 runs or more entering the 7th inning. They came back and scored 11 runs, I think it was, in the 7th or 8th inning, and they beat the Twins 16-8. So they're now 1-659. So that's kind of cool. kind of neat anyway. From what else? Oh, for the hockey last night. So there were 11 shots on goal for the game.
For the game.
For the game by the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Stop.
But they wind up beating the Predators.
Penguins have it. Gensel down the right side. Shoots. Score! Jake Gensel from the right wing circle. Give Pittsburgh the lead again. 4-3. Oh, I just want to see a silly seal sliding sideways in Sausalito.
That's Mike Lang, Penguins Radio. I guess the official number would be 12 because the last goal was an empty net goal. But Pecorine faces 11 shots.
Four goals on 11 shots.
Right, yes. So they scored 3 in the first period. As a matter of fact, Nashville started the game by scoring. A P.K. Subban shot was scored, but then that was overturned.
Right.
Because Philip Forsberg was ruled offside, which he was. And so that goal was taken off the scoreboard. And then Pittsburgh scored the next 3 goals. And I mean, and two of the goals were just, well, one of the goals was just like a freak, you know, deflection that went in.
So. Predators did come back to
11 shots
tie
on goal.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah but get the, yeah, how about the Predators? The Predators had, what, 26 total shots on goal. Give them credit for coming all the way back to
freaking
tie.
Boomer.
Penguins wound up winning 5-3. And Tiger Woods did release the statement Monday night saying alcohol was not a factor in his DUI arrest early Monday morning. Instead, a bad mixture of prescription drugs.
Well, so, listen, say what you, whatever you want to say, right?
Yeah,
I don't think there's a blood toxicology report because he refused to take a breathalyzer.
Right.
Which is your right, and it means an immediate suspension of license and arrest, because then there's the assumption that you had, you were under the influence of something. He did admit he was at least on, you know, prescription drugs,
yeah,
if nothing else, right? But you're just happy that, thankfully, he didn't drive his car into somebody or cause a wreck or hurt anyone else that was driving. But I'll say this. I don't know what happened. I'm not going to guess what happened. But I do know that he got pulled over at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
He's out doing something.
Not thinking.
I'm just saying, at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're either going to some specific place or you're coming home from a specific place, right?
Right.
You ain't going for a leisurely drive.
You're not going out to buy milk at 3
o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you're not going to get the donuts at Dunkin' Donuts.
Right. You either were going somewhere or coming back from somewhere, right?
Right.
Like, maybe you didn't feel like sleeping over. But I always wonder, when you're Tiger Woods, well, I guess I should stop wondering. Like, how could you be that stupid, right?
That's right.
Like, he got behind the wheel, and at some level had to say to himself, I don't know how far the drive was where he was going. I know he got picked up near his house. A to B, I can make A to B. I got that. It's 3 in the morning. No one else is on the road. I can get home.
Except for the cops.
Essentially, that's what he's saying, right?
Right.
And according to the police report I saw, he was, I mean, all over the road. It wasn't like he was speeding. He was erratic. So if you told me he was doing 60 and a 40, all right, I get it. But the guy apparently was all over the road. That wasn't a case of, are you going a little too
fast?
And
it's obvious the cop has no choice but to arrest him.
I'm glad he pulled him over.
I mean, he had no choice but to.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.